This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 383. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Another host is Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Another host is Johnny Bo. What's up, baby?
What's up? I'm trying not to get destroyed in Splatoon right now.
Love it. Excellent. And we also have Cheesy. What's up, baby?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? Johnny told me that I have 45 hours in Splatoon, and I don't know whether to be proud or embarrassed because the game came out on Friday.
Plus three on your wife's account.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
48.
Rounded up to 100. You got 100 already.
Already beat the campaign.
It's true. Yeah.
I love it.
I got to slow down.
Fantastic. Well, before we get started, I am excited to announce a brand new company that I started called Immortal Prime. If you guys are looking for any kind of marketing, whether it's building websites, ranking higher for the keywords that you need to rank for your business, head on over to immortalprime.com and check out all of our services. And it's not just a marketing agency. It's also for talent. So if you are an influencer and you want help getting connected with businesses for sponsorships or UGC deals, make sure to head on over to the website as well. That's immortalprime.com. Also the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Come hang out with all of the Nintendo fans over there. And PlayStation fans, shout out to Hate Zero, and
they had a good day today too. So
even some Xbox fans, yeah, they did. And I am now the an owner of a PS5. It is sitting in its box downstairs, and we'll probably get set up someday.
So. It needs to be set up by this weekend because I give you a key for the Call of Duty stuff.
Call of Duty, that's right. Okay, so. Got to get it set up. So there you go. Just so much cool stuff happening, guys. Like, we got a direct to talk about. Before we do that, we need to find out where you guys can follow Crawler, Johnny, and Cheesy. I do want to let you know all of their links, all of our links, are in the description of this video and or the show notes of this podcast. So make sure to check below. Also, if you guys want to do any writing at all, if you just have, I want to write a Nintendo article, you guys can throw it up on n64josh.com. Just let me know, hit me up in the Discord, shoot me a DM on Twitter, and we'll put you up there. You can, you know, promote all your socials, your YouTube channel, whatever the case may be, even embed a YouTube video on there if you want to do it for to help grow your stuff while helping grow and get more content on that site. So if you're a Nintendo creator, it's an opportunity for you right there. With that, Crawler, where can people find you?
Best spot is hanging out in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord, Twitter, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawler without the E. Same thing with TikTok.
Awesome. Johnny, how about you?
I am Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitch, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram.
And Cheesy.
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
Taking a joke. Hold on.
What was it? Okay, go ahead.
I'm also on Farmers Only because I'm playing so many of these dang farming games.
There it is.
There it is. I love it. All these niche farming games. Perfect. Guys, I'm N64 Josh everywhere if you would like to connect with me. And if you want to see my tattoo, which is now halfway shaded, you can check out my TikTok for the full little mini vlog that I did. And there's also some pictures on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all the places. So make sure to connect with us. Let's jump into... Do we talk about Splatoon first or the Direct first? What do you guys want to do? Where's going to be the most happy? Oh, God, that was a quick answer.
Neither.
Lovely. Okay.
I'm kidding.
What? Do you guys want to leave Splatoon at the end since we just had the Direct?
Perfect. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Where do we start?
Yeah, we're going to just kind of go
game by game. Okay.
We can speed through all the farming stuff here. But we're getting a new Fire Emblem Engage.
It looks so good.
It does look
good. Why does Fire Emblem look so good?
Cuz they've raised the bar on the echelon of what the hierarchy of Nintendo franchises that is now.
Yeah, are you saying you don't want them to look good?
No, I do. So the thing, I love Fire Emblem. I've been playing it for a long time. And what's interesting about that series is they find an interesting gimmick each time. Last time we had the Harry Potter houses, and there was like a time jump. Now it's like
Pokemon for adults, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
This one's just making the Xenoblade 3 kind of thing. They're going to mesh two people together, and they're giving you the classic characters that you can pull out. So it's
you're going to be able to unlock some of them because
go back. I want to watch more of Fire Emblem.
Am I gone?
No, you're still there.
You're back. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying that we might be able to unlock like Marth or any amiibo ones through amiibo because it looks like Tiki and some of the more random Fire Emblem amiibo are going to be back in stock.
Well, I saw that tweet. I think you're referencing a tweet like it's coming to My Nintendo Rewards in Japan, right? Is that what you saw?
Yeah, sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I mean, so we'll see. I mean, possible reprints, and I'm sure all the near field technology people that just make it into little cards, I'm sure we'll have a heyday selling all the Fire Emblem stuff.
Did I just buy the Monster Hunter ones on Amazon? I might have.
Mine came like super quick.
Yeah, I got mine as well, but I did not want to open them.
Did you see one part of this Fire Emblem trailer? It looks like you're on a farm. I think there's going
to
be.
Yeah, that's probably going to be your home base. Oh, do I need to add? Do I need to add that to the list of this?
You got
to
add that. There's like a goat. They were in like a farm area,
walking around in a pasture. Yeah,
there's a goat. So just add it to a farming
site. No, it was behind a fence. It looked like a farm.
I mean, our protagonist looks like he's a failed clown at the circus or something like that.
I think it's a play on the Nintendo Switch.
it's like the half and half,
like the red and blue, like the neon Switch. It kind of looks like that.
Yo, we need to come up with something, some kind of bet to where when this game comes out, I think the bet should be if this special edition is only sold in the store, whoever doesn't get it has to dye their hair just like that and stream this game.
So right here, I'm going to pause it. I watched this at 8 o'clock this morning as I was finishing getting dressed and ready to go to work. And I saw this pop up and I'm like, I really hope they don't make this thing a Nintendo store exclusive again because they don't know how to sell stuff, but they probably will. They didn't say anything, but the game comes out here in what, 3.5 months? So we'll see.
What? It comes out in January.
That's 3.5 months.
Is that 3.5 months?
Oh my God.
Last I checked. You, man.
Where did this view go? Oh, my God.
At least you weren't watching the UK version where you thought it was in month 20.
Did they change the name of the last game so that the queen wasn't sad?
Can't be sad.
Oh, Tears of the... No, no, it was still Tears of the Kingdom.
That's why they named it that.
Yeah. But last year's game of the year, It Takes Two, is coming to Switch.
Finally. What?
When is this coming?
November 4th.
Okay.
I'm sure it will run perfectly fine.
It's on Game Pass. If you have Game Pass, play on Game Pass.
But also, we should talk about like the Friend Pass, because it's really cool. I don't really understand how you get the Friend Pass, but my understanding is...
This game has had it all the way through. So if you bought it on Xbox, if you bought it on PlayStation, PC, you can download what is... the game, and it's a husk of a game. You don't quote unquote own it. If you own the game, it gives you a code, I think, to give to your friend to enter, and it allows them to play with you. I don't know if it's, you can just pass it along as you find somebody you want to play with, or if it locks somebody into, I'm not sure the full details of that, but you can have the game downloaded on your system. And then if somebody, you know, owns it, they can give you that code or whatever.
That's like the DS days.
Yeah. Yep.
Love it.
I'm here for it.
We're getting another Fatal Frame game.
I will say that the costuming of this woman is a little outdated.
This is an older game from my understanding. It was in Japan and is finally coming here. Let me double check that though. I want to say that it's, that it may be an older game, but I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna double check.
It seems impractical. That's my.
Yeah, I was like, I was. That was the first thing I noticed as well. It was just like, what? What is this?
We also got a few details on the next DLC drop for Xenoblade Chronicles 3 with a new character that's coming, and then also challenge mode stuff, which actually looks pretty cool. I'm excited.
I should probably play this game.
It was a Wii game, you guys. Mask of the Lunar Eclipse.
Okay.
And it's not Nintendo exclusive. It's also coming to the Xbox Series X and the PS5.
Hmm. Yeah, so Wave 2, when did the first Wave come out?
It was a drop right away. It was a costume thing, and it was some consumable stuff. It wasn't a lot. But they're giving you stuff
so this as isn't, they go along. Including like the, like they're still planning on doing like a Torna type.
They'll deal, do a big, right? Torna type deal, I think, later. Yeah.
And I have started this game. I am completely hooked with Xenoblade 3. I just want to let everybody know. So we will be doing a Xenoblade specific show in the very near future. Just kind of maybe spoilery deep dive kind of stuff, since everybody's that's played it is probably further than I am. So, yeah, but we got this SpongeBob game actually looks pretty good. It's not necessarily something I would play, but I kind of like the overall look. And I don't know. This is another one I wonder about being Like, is this made for the Switch, or they didn't say anything?
It's on all platforms.
I think that's going to be on all platforms. Okay. But it's also a well done game. It seems like they have the character, like the voice actors that do the characters, coming back to do voices for the game, and it looked like a kind of a back in the day 3D adventure platformer kind of deal.
Yeah, it looks very well done. And quick side note, if you are a fan of the SpongeBob series, there is a video going around where you can watch live action of all the voice actors pretending to be in the Krusty Krab serving Krabby Patties and taking
orders. I
think
I've seen that video. Yeah.
And it's pretty fantastic. So I do highly recommend checking that out.
There was a quick fitness boxing battle, boss battle something. But we're watching now. This is a dodgeball like rumble party game, which actually looks pretty fun. Kind of in the vein of
Gang Beasts.
Yes. Yeah, gang and like, yeah, it's got like good ragdoll physics and other stuff. This is the pacing on this was actually pretty good. Tunic is the next thing up. So we
Zelda
all
Fox. Kinda,
yeah, Zelda Fox. We all kind of knew this was happening.
Souls like.
Because it was announced coming to PlayStation at the end of the month, and we all kind of knew it was probably gonna come to Switch, and it is. So if you want to play it, it's on Game Pass, but if you want to take it on the go, or if you have a PlayStation, it's coming out later this month on the 27th.
Quick side note, PlayStation tweeted at Nintendo yesterday, big day tomorrow, huh? And Nintendo totally just middle
stonewalled them.
Yeah.
They're like, our games sell like 10 times more than your games. Don't talk to me.
But I hate the fact that upper management probably doesn't let the social team have any kind of fun like that, because that kind of banter helps with the overall narrative of everybody that's like, my plastic box is better than your plastic box. Like, it's such nonsense. Like, it's just people running these social media accounts. Like, lighten up, have a little bit of fun. Like, Xbox and PlayStation do it. Well, they did. I don't know about now with the Call of Duty deal. It seems like things are a little they're a little different now. But
Xbox could definitely poke the bear if they wanted to, I think. But Front Mission is something that we're seeing on screen right now.
Apparently,
I think they're Japanese. They were Japanese specific games that are getting localized and coming to the Switch.
Here we go.
This is number one of our farming games coming. This is
all right, but if we're being honest, this is probably one
of the higher echelon ones.
Yeah, this looks like one of the best.
Well, this is a farming game.
Yeah. Yes, because this is Story of Seasons. This is from the original creators of Harvest Moon before it got when they left. Whatever.
What is he doing to that cow?
Listen, city boy, that's called milking. What goes in your latte every morning.
Yeah, this part of the direct is where I started to doze off a little bit when they started going.
But and Cheesy, I saw we both replied the same way. Mm-hmm. Animal Crossing has brought a massive, like I would say a shift in the demographic, right?
Money.
To the Switch. And so like massive amounts of money. But this could kind of scratch that itch. I know firsthand because like ever since Animal Crossing has come out, I've had to buy copies of Harvest Moon because it was like, hey, this is kind of like Animal Crossing, and it would help scratch that itch and keep that going. So like I'm here for it. It's not for me, but I'm here for it. So now we got Splatoon Splatfest. What's up, big man? I sort of want to call him Bob. I don't know why, but I just want to.
He looks like a Bob.
He's a happy guy. He's just smiling all the time.
He is. He's like, I wonder if he can he swim? Can he touch water?
No, I know Splatoon just came out, but again, Splatoon was in a direct. And I mean, that's happened like three or four times in a row now.
Yeah, you and Johnny are going to have to hammer out the details of this bet before it gets too out of hand.
I still feel fine. I mean,
Johnny's still banking on less than 13.3 million.
Like,
wait, but Johnny, it's outpacing Animal Crossing
in Japan.
it's still outpacing.
It's super niche outside of Japan, okay?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
90 friends on your friends list played, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah,
yeah, he but said that before like, the show Cheesy started. Has 85 accounts, so.
all in 45 hours.
So the Splatoon news that was in the direct was Splatfest is coming on the weekend of what, the 23rd?
Yeah, 23rd through the 25th. Yeah.
I'm not big on these whole tri-color Splatfest, but
I feel like we'll selections see. Are just going to be kind of lame. Like gear, grub, or fun on a deserted island. I don't know. Yeah.
Come Team on. Grub.
Yo, gear. They could gear. Do they could do Transformers G1, Transformers Beast Wars, or Transformers movies, and you know we can
they
we
could
can
do
all...
Goku, Vegeta, and Gohan.
Yeah, they could do Leonardo, Raphael, and Michelangelo, and just
oh, poor Donatello.
When you said Leonardo, though, I thought you were going in a different direction where it was
like painters, like
Leonardo DiCaprio. George Clooney or Matt Damon.
So if you're under 26, you're voting for DiCaprio. what we're seeing right now is Octopath Traveler number 2.
I'm not cool. gonna post it, but please read the last comment on YouTube. Oh my god. Octopath Traveler 2. There, like, listen, if you have Xbox Game Pass and you want to try Octopath for free, please. I think it's still there.
I think it's getting ready to leave, though. I think it is on the list to leave.
Yeah.
But
so go try it at least. But if you have any kind of nostalgic pull to like classic JRPGs, these HD 2D games, and this one looks, I mean, it looks even better than the first. And
hopefully,
the first
they took some lessons from the first one. I got stalled out playing the first one, but hopefully they've improved upon it. It seems like this is maybe taking more of a Live Alive approach, maybe.
So when I first saw it, I thought we were getting DLC for Live Alive, and I was like, wait, what?
but Live Alive or Octopath Traveler 1 was inspired by Live Alive. I think there might be more of individual stories building towards an intertwining path. Because Octopath 1, you kind of just walked around collecting characters, and then you chose 4 of the 8 to be in your party. Like I said, I stalled out a little bit. But
Cryptic says one step closer to Mario RPG HD 2D. Like, come on, Square, Nintendo, imagine, you guys are getting along.
Oh,
like,
here's our farming game number 2.
Chrono Trigger? Dude, give me a
I'm waiting for Chrono Trigger.
Oh, cool. Another farming HD? Game.
Yeah, this is farming number 2. Fae Farm. I wrote it down. Hold on.
I like how this one looks. This one looks farm. Better than the other one.
This one looks kind of
very like dungeon
Disney esque.
Yeah, we're gonna go with that. Disney-esque. They're like,
you get wings, you're a little fairy. Oh, that really looks cool. I'm buying this one.
Hey, Johnny, quick side note, there are bunny ears in the Halo shop right now. Just want to throw that out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll sign on there in a minute.
Dead game, you know. another farming game number 2, Fae Farm.
This one looks more like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, get your stuff, have your fields, build your house.
It looks pretty decent. Like, who makes this?
You guys, I can't with these Phoenix YouTube Labs. Comments right now. But the choices the chat is giving us for Splatfest, I'm not gonna put them on the screen or read them out loud, but they are good. They're very good. So, oh my gosh. Yeah, here we go.
Here's Josh's favorite game of the direct.
Okay, so I recorded a show with Drew from House of Mario and Dan from, I think it's Retrologic, I think is the name. Forgive me if I got that wrong, but I was like pretty down on this game. And then I think it was Drew was like, yo, if they were making a game like this that I had nostalgia for, it wouldn't be so bad. And I'm thinking about like if Super Mario Brothers and you're just watching the level get played while you were doing some rhythm stuff. I'm like, that actually would be.
Well, this is like a series. Like, so this isn't the first one just, in this.
Yeah, it's just like Square Enix. It's just Square Enix like, music. Like, and some of the music is really good. Like, they have really good music. And then they're going to add more games in the future, but like, it does seem like a money pull for the nostalgia. Like, I think Super Nintendo had posted the price for like the full deluxe premiere edition. It's like $100. That's expensive for a rhythm game.
Welcome to 2022.
I mean, you're paying for the art of that music, I guess. So it is what it is.
I want Donkey Konga back. That's what I want.
We got Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope.
And, coming out in October.
I hope it lives up to expectations.
You don't think it will?
No, I think it will.
I'm excited for it being more freeform, like free roam. Like you aren't locked into the XCOM battling style.
Somebody in chat while we were watching this live was like, wait, you don't have to play as the Roomba this time?
I thought that was cool. Pretty good. I didn't finish this. Did you guys finish the first game? Anybody?
Yeah. No.
This one looks 200% of it, just like Kirby. You did.
Yep.
Just like Kirby and the DLC.
Oh, you can play as Bowser. That's right. That's the big thing.
Hey, there's Bob.
I'm surprised that they didn't, and maybe this is a licensing thing, but they didn't show that Rayman is going to be in the DLC. Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they put that in the direct? Exclusive to the Ubisoft forward or whatever, whenever they.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be in the game. Like, yes, I understand, but
yeah. Spoiler alert.
It's they, when they announce the next the next fighter pass.
Here's another farming game. Hooray!
Oh, another farming game. Oh, this one doesn't look as good. No.
Was the Rune Factory? And then they announced they're just doing another Rune Factory in the future.
Dude, what? Are we playing on the 3DS? What is this?
You guys, did you? This is
3 special. I think it is probably a 3DS game, right? Or is this a new one? I don't know much about the. We're crapping over a franchise we don't really know
about. So. There is a Twitter account that they're called Hard Drive Mag, and I am dying at some of their tweets. Like, literally, they're like, new Nintendo Direct entirely rips Stardew Valley. Entirely new Nintendo Direct entirely Stardew Valley ripoffs. Like, I was just
well, Spawn. I posted this in our private chat. Spawnwave had a tweet today that was like, I'm ready for the next Direct. It was like, farming game, another farming game. And it was like, 12, like, all of the spaces except for the free space and like one thing for Xenoblade was all farming games.
Now, the best part of the Direct right here.
Yep. Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pass update for 64 games. We're getting Mario Parties 1 through 3.
But I kind of feel like Mario Party Superstars is kind of obsolete now. Like, I get that there's still mini games from not just the N64, but they could have added more to that. And now that it's being put on the expansion pack. I don't know. I wish that they would add it more to Superstars.
Yeah.
Maybe they might still do it.
Excitebike and 1080 and Pilot Wings are coming as well as the Pokemon Stadium. And then
this
the big
almost
one,
made me poop my pants at work.
I was driving and I heard the music of GoldenEye come through, and the music rewatched the Direct, the music sounds crisp. It is, I mean, it's going to be good. I don't know if they pulled the music from the. Let's pause this for a second because I think there's a lot to there's a lot to talk about.
When GoldenEye started and there was just that kind of like that ethereal like music in the background, like kind of just starting out, I was like, oh, it's Metroid, but what 64? I'm like, there's no 64 games with Metroid.
They
like,
even
I
had
literally
a Metroid little emblem,
and they had the Samus emblem. So I was like, okay, Metroid, but what is this? Is this like Star Fox 2 on the SNES Metroid Mini or something? Like, and then GoldenEye hit, and I lost my mind at that point. I was just like, I cannot
online play.
It. Yeah, exclusive to the Switch.
So they are ready to pull the rug out from this game as soon as licensing is up. They are. This game is not coming physical anywhere. It's coming to Game Pass. It's coming to Rare Replay. But yep. you only get access to it through Rare Replay if you own the game digitally, apparently. I own a disc of it. The disc is just a key anyway, because you download.
Another point for digital 80, life.
80% of the games are from Xbox Live Arcade that you're just downloading, and then you have access to them. They are ready to pull the rug on this game as soon as whatever licensing agreement with MGM or whatever it is that they have is up. The Xbox version is only going to be split screen. They're improving frame rate, so you won't have 12 frames a second on tempo with explosives. But we'll see what we get on Switch. But Switch is the only place you get to have online multiplayer. Mainly because they found a pretty good way, and I wish they would share this technology with other developers. When you are in the Nintendo Switch Online app, it's like you're sitting next to somebody on the couch. And so that's how it's going to work with online play. They haven't been clear. I don't know if this is going to have matchmaking. They kind of just said online play. So it's probably going to have to be four of us sitting down to play together or something like that.
Yep,
you're going to have to know who you want. It's not going to have matchmaking. It's not the full on.
No, there's going to be battle pass and weapon skins.
But they like I said, I think they're ready to pull the plug on this game whenever the licensing is up. So who knows how long that'll last. The question is,
does this sell Switches?
It'll sell online expansions.
It'll sell controllers.
Yeah, it will.
I think it will sell Switches. Because the audience that played GoldenEye as, you know, teens probably grew out of Nintendo. So they might pick it up just...
Screw you, Johnny Bo.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, I'm one of those people, right?